Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should be clearing to sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Northeast wind gusts as high as 23 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 39 degrees, and on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 53. And in the news, today's lead story comes as an official message from the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, that a 10-digit dialed telephone call now requires entering both the 3-digit area code and the 7-digit telephone number to complete the call, even if the area code is the same area code as your own. When an area code transitions to 10-digit dialing, you will no longer be able to dial 7 digits to make a local call. Transitioning to 10-digit dialing will not affect your current telephone number. Your phone number, including your area code, will not change. In California and Illinois, area code 708, you may be required to dial the number 1 before the area code and 7-digit phone number for local calls. This change became effective on Sunday, October 24th, and does include Wisconsin. And in local news from Viroqua, on Tuesday at 7 p.m., the City Council will meet to hear discussion and probable vote on a recommendation from the Public Safety Committee to allow ATV, UTV vehicles to be permitted on all city streets for a 1-year trial run. The resolution cleared the Safety Committee on a 3-2 vote. Those supporting the move say that by allowing the vehicles in the city, added revenue will go into city coffers, more tourism will be seen, and also add income for local businesses, and that riders who are currently using local county recreation trails will have better access for fueling. There is a growing trend for these vehicles, which are used as farm machinery, to be adapted for recreation, much as snowmobiles are now. The ATV UTVs have an approved trail system throughout the county already and are allowed in some smaller municipalities. Opponents say that adding even more gasoline consumption to run the vehicles is worsening climate change, that they will add to more traffic noise, and that they may also pose traffic risks. The Public Safety Committee has had several meetings to discuss the issues and at one time was proposing a limited number of routes in the city, but at their last adopted the proposal for a trial period and the use of all city streets. Viroqua Police Chief Rick Niedfeld has stated publicly that he supports having the vehicles in Viroqua, citing his previous experience in Trempealeau that they were not a problem. Some ward representatives on the council have also indicated they support a trial period. A group calling itself the Viroqua ATV UTV Club, a social media group on Facebook, was created for the purpose of what they call their mission to, quote, open the city of Viroqua to allow the use of responsible ATV and UTV usage and to promote a family-friendly environment for riding in the Viroqua area and beyond, boasts 567 members. The Nearly Noon News has been following this story and will report back on Wednesday with the results of the council meeting's decision. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.